Hi, David. What's on your mind?
Hi, doctor. How you doing today?
Well, I'm hoping the sun will come out, but I think I'm going to be disappointed, so that's the way it goes.
Yeah, we're hoping for some sun, too. Listen, I've talked to you a couple times, and you've always given me some great information, but I need to pick your brain for a sec. Recently at work, I was injured, and in the process of having CT scans and CAT scans and all this stuff for the injury, my doctor said I had a really bad sinus infection. So he gave me Augmentin. And it seemed like I was taking it for 2 weeks twice a day, and it seems like it really messed up my system.
Yep.
I have a lot of pain now, and I don't know. Something's not right now that I'm off of it. It just seems like I bruised really easy when I was on it, which I don't bruise. I can pretty much fall out of the car and I won't have bruises, but I had bruises all over me while I was taking this. Is this something you're used to seeing?
Well, sir, it's actually published in medical literature once again that some categories of antibiotics, which happen to include Augmentin, can really be damaging to cell membranes, mitochondria, and other parts of the body, small parts of the body. And researchers found, though, that if that antibiotic had to be given, and that's another topic, you can get rid of sinus infections without antibiotics, sir. You can use natural plant antibiotics. But anyway, if an antibiotic patented formerly has to be given, that if they gave something called, and please write this one down, N, capital N, dash A-C-E-T-Y-L, that's dash A-C-E-T-Y-L, so that's N-acetylcysteine, spelled C-Y-S-T-E-I-N-E, C-Y-S-T-E-I-N-E, that if they gave that right along with the antibiotic, that there was significantly less damage to cellular components. Now, why all the doctors out there haven't been notified of that or haven't read about it, I have no clue. But, you know, they think we're quacks, and they're the ones who know what they're doing. And yet they don't read the medical literature when they call us quacks. Now, did the researchers find that you can actually repair from that damage with the N-acetylcysteine? No. They were only addressing the question of if we take that along with the antibiotic, number one, it won't interfere with the antibiotic, and number two, it'll prevent all that microcellular damage. They did not do research about, well, we've already got the microcellular damage, and now can we repair it? But the nice thing about it, sir, is that nobody ever got hurt by taking N-acetylcysteine, unless, of course, they swallowed half the contents of the bottle twice a day. Usually it's a 500-milligram capsule you take if you're trying to rescue something. Let's say it were me, I'd be taking at least three of them a day, or maybe two twice a day, and seeing if it would repair stuff for me. But I cannot tell you there's research on the repair function. I can tell you there's research on the prevention function.
Yeah, because I need to repair. I'm still on another antibiotic. Well, actually, I just finished it. He had me on two doses of antibiotic before he gets into the sinus thing. And I just found that I felt terrible. I got, my arms are sore. I've got bruises all over me. I actually had a bleed in my eye. So it just seemed like it did a lot of damage. What would you recommend now?
Again, I'd recommend going right back to that N-acetylcysteine and hoping that it will help with repair as well as prevention. And before I go further here, I'm going to say for everybody out there, unless your physician or pharmacist can assure you that the antibiotic being prescribed is not in the category that causes all this cell damage, and about half the antibiotics are, then, folks, if you got to take that antibiotic, go get yourself some N-acetylcysteine at the natural food store and take it right along with that antibiotic so you won't get into the same kind of problem that David is talking about. This is in the medical journals. It was published in Green Medicine Newsletter a few months back. If anybody wants to look it up and read about it, how to prevent antibiotic cell damage. Okay, so the other thing I'd think of doing, sir, how much vitamin C are you using every day? Because vitamin C, as you know, is nature's detoxifier. And except for humans and apes and guinea pigs and a couple other species, any other animal that is severely stressed with a substance in its body, its liver makes a whole bunch of vitamin C until it clears it out.
Well, Well, I take vitamin C once in a while, some chewables, but what would you recommend somebody going on 60, about 220 pounds, take?
Okay, anybody going on 60, 220 pounds very safely can use at least 2 grams of vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams, 3 times a day. You can take the stuff with meals. You can take it without meals. If it happens to give you any gas or loose bowels, that would be a little unusual, but if it does, you just back off. That's the worst it can do. I'd be taking that 2-3 times a day, sir, until I got cleared up because, again, that's nature's number one detoxifier. Something like this happens to your dog or cat, and your dog or cat's liver goes into overdrive making vitamin C to get rid of this.
Well, thank you very much for the information. I'll take care of that then.
Okay, and good luck, sir. I hope that works for you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, doctor.
You're welcome.